Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Hi, Jeremiah. It's Leanne. How are you?
I'm good, Leanne. How are you?
I am just returning your phone call. Sorry, I'm a little bit under the weather, so I sound a little bit stuffy.
Oh,
so I know that were you calling about the loan?
Yes, I had spoken with Dr. Lee about it, and I just kind of wanted to follow up and see where you guys were at.
Yeah, so, you know, we discussed it a little bit, and I think that it's just the terms are so short and the rates are pretty high, and I think that even if we took the initial loan, I know that because we don't have a relationship with you guys yet, it's probably going to end us back in the same situation that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't see how it's going to be able to help us. So we're really looking for something a little bit more capital, but definitely better terms and better rates. Because, again, otherwise we're going to end up in square one. So that's not going to be a good move for us to do that.
What type of term and rate were you looking for specifically?
I know, you know, something that potentially could match like a traditional bank loan, anywhere from 5 to 10 years. It's 5 to 6, maybe 7%.
Okay.
And I know with hard money lending, it's a little bit different. You guys are short term,
right?
So a quick turnover, but just that as far as when we take the money, we're not going to see that return on investment quickly enough to be able to cover the cost of the loan.
Sure, so, I totally understand that.
You know, I'm just being honest with you.
Absolutely.
And, you know, yeah, so especially in our industry, you know, we can't just take the money and flip it real quick. And
right.
That's the ideal situation when you do this hard money lending, right, is to take the money and then flip it real quick and be able to grow the business quickly. But we're really looking for something a little bit more long-term
to
help us increase cash flow, you know, and then build the business and have an ongoing relationship.
Okay.
So, yeah. I don't know if you have any other, you know, programs available, but that's just the reality of it, because I don't want to take the loan and then not be able to pay you guys back.
Sure, sure. No, I totally understand that. We can appreciate that, actually.
Yeah, you don't want to default.
Right, exactly.
It's not collateralized, you know. It's not
exactly.
Collateral, so.
That's why it's a high risk. You know, that's why the terms are, the rates are higher, is because it's, you know, it's high risk. If someone doesn't pay us back, we're kind of SOL, you know. And
yeah, and we don't want to do that. So we're not,
okay.
We don't want to do that. We want to be in good business standing. It doesn't matter who we take the loan from. We want to be able to pay back what we took.
Okay, well, so. I know I have a second approval. Like as far as, let me see here. What I told him last? Which program?
I don't know what program it was, but I do know that for one practice, it was for 12 months, and the other practice for 6 months.
Okay,
I think you said it was kind of like a kickstart program where we're trying to develop a relationship with you guys.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, in a few months you would review it and then, you know, maybe increase the terms.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just at this point, that's just not a viable option for us. And I really feel we'll be in the same position again.
Yeah, and we don't,
you know, just to try to pay you guys back on the interest that we're taking.
Sure. So
that's not a helpful situation.
I totally understand. What were you guys going to use the money for?
Basically to pay vendors and you know, increase the cash flow, you know, just business operating expenses.
Okay, let me see here.
But what we were hoping to look for was like a big consolidation loan.
A large amount.
On high interest, you know, debts to the business, because, I mean, that's just what's killing us, interest rates in general.
Yeah.
And if we can, I mean, if we're pushing out like, you know, I'll give you a little background. If we're pushing out like $30,000 a month on just paying down debt, but we're able to get a loan that consolidates that to $10,000, we're freeing up $20,000 a month, right? Makes sense?
Absolutely.
Interest rates, yeah. So if someone could just see that and understand that's what it is, then, I mean, we're able to service the loan at $10,000 if we're able to service it at $30,000. And that in and of itself has already freed up $20,000 in just cash flow for us.
Yeah. Have you guys... Go ahead.
So have you gone to, like, local banks?
Yeah, like a Wells Fargo or Bank of America. What do they say?
They're very conservative. I mean,
they are, yeah.
So they're not going to go for it, right? Hmm. And they always need that, like, 1 to 1.5 ratio or whatever ratio they're trying to look for.
Right.
And we don't fall within the numbers. And sometimes it's not the numbers. It's the business and the people behind it. And we need somebody to believe in us.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I understand.
We haven't defaulted, and we haven't bankrupt or anything, so we're just trying to grow the business, move forward, and take care of our patients and our community. So,
I can appreciate that. I totally understand. Okay, well, I tell you what. I'm going to leave these open for a little bit if you guys change your mind. And or, you know, you could take out, you just want to use one of them. I mean, the 12-month one is actually a pretty good approval for an unsecured loan. $24,500. I think the payback's like 32 on that. Not 100% sure, but it's like $131 a day. So, if you change your mind, let me know. I can make that happen for you, and it would be considered a second position loan.
Sure.
So, just if there's anything else I can do for you, or do you guys ever bring on any new equipment for the office?
Yeah, we're looking into that as well, too.
Okay, so what type of equipment you guys
have? It would be some automatic chiropractors, because the ones that we use are manual, so it would increase efficiency, so how many more patients you'd be able to see in an hour. And the other one was possibly a new digital retinal scan. The one that we have is pretty old. And with the new technology, you're able to pick up more, disease earlier. Disease earlier. So I know that there are some companies out there also that if they roll it up with equipment, then it's collateral. And then they give you a certain percentage as working capital based on how much equipment you purchase. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm not sure if we have that program. I've heard of that. That's a good question. I can actually ask my underwriter if we have that program. I've never actually done that program. I've heard of it. Personally, myself, I've never helped anyone get that type of program. But I know we do equipment financing by itself.
Oh, okay, but not with the working capital.
Not with working capital, but I will look into that. So let me see if I can figure something out.
What are your rates on what are your rates usually on the equipment lease, though? And is it like a 60-month term with a $1 buyout, typically?
Yep. Yeah, we have that program as well. That's the one I do a lot of, is the 60 months and then the $1 buyback at the end.
And then the interest rate usually, what, 5, 6, 7%?
Exactly, right around there. It just really depends on your credit. And I think your credit's pretty good. It's like a 731. I believe. So, yeah, you would qualify for our best rate there. If you'd like, I mean, to get you some hard numbers, I mean, we already pretty much have all your information. I can kind of see what's available for you. Do you have, like, a quote or an invoice?
We did, but then again, we just decided to not invest in that at this time.
Oh, okay.
So we got to grow, but it's got to be controlled growth. You can't just buy all the equipment that you want.
I understand.
No, right? I mean, if you could have every gadget on the planet, that would be awesome. But
it costs money to have every gadget on the planet.
Of course. You got to spend money to make the money.
Exactly. Okay. Well, whenever you guys are ready, we'd love to be able to throw our hat in the ring, especially if you're trying to get equipment. I'll stay in touch with you guys, or I'll have Josh stay in touch as well. And if you guys need anything, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for the follow-up, Jeremy. I really appreciate it.
No problem, no problem. And I wish you guys the best. And like I said, if you guys change your mind, or if you just need some capital because you're, you know, need to get over the the edge there, just let me know.
Mm-hmm. And also let us know if, you know, if you guys ever have any more long-term, you know, programs, because sometimes that can change as well, too.
Absolutely. Definitely. I will keep you guys in mind and notate that on your account.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Leanne. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
Talk to you later. Okay. Bye.